could somebody, or should somebody maybe try to help Odell physically out there? You know, maybe.
Like I just said, I had no idea what was going on. And I mean, at this point in the week, I can't dwell on Carolina or what should have happened. We're on to Minnesota. We got to win a game this week. Our season's on the line. So to go back and start thinking about what happened and what we could have done in Carolina, it's not helping us win next week, Sunday night in Minnesota.
But what
do
you mean you didn't know what was going on?
I'm worrying about blocking the three technique and finishing my run block. There was some chippiness after the play. I had no idea punches were being thrown, guys were being thrown on the ground. That stuff's happening on the sideline, so it's tough to see. So we're definitely moved on to Minnesota. We got to focus because that game's over. We didn't come away with the win. We didn't do what we had to do, so now we got to go out and win these next two.
What makes that Vikings front seven tough to deal with on
paper? They got a bunch of good players. I mean, everywhere across the board, they got good guys, and it seems kind of like a broken record every week I get up talking about how good their defensive line is. But, you know, 97's a great player, great pass rusher. Obviously, Linval Joseph being here, I know what he brings to the table. One of the strongest guys I've ever seen or played against. So we got our work cut out for us. We have a big test.
When you look at this, I mean, obviously, you don't control your own destiny. How do you get yourself up when you can't control your own destiny?
You can only control what you can control, and we got to go out there and win on Sunday and put us in a position. Because if we don't go out there and win Sunday, we're not in no matter what. So we got to go out there. We'll know going into the game. I think they play Saturday night. So we'll know going into the game what we have to do, and we know we got to win. So that's our goal.
Are you going to watch that game?
Watch the Philly. Yeah, probably once we get in, I'll probably definitely catch the game. Yeah, we'll definitely catch the end of that game for sure.
Do you think that will? I mean, you know, players always want to say we're going to go out and play and win the game, but you will know if you're eliminated or not before you take the field.
Yeah, we'll definitely know what's happening. So, you know, we got to be cheering for Washington to lose this week and go handle our business. We got to prepare to win a game. We got to get ready to go play a good team. Sunday Night Football, who's fighting for a playoff spot themselves.
Will it be deflating to take the field if you're eliminated? You know, will it change your mind?
I'm not even going that direction. I'm sending all positive vibes out that Redskins are going to lose. We're going to do what we need to do, and that's the approach I take.
You're a big Eagles fan now.
No, I can't say that. I hope the Redskins lose. I can't cheer for Philly. I just don't like them.
The best thing is if they tie you.
They tie? That's the best thing?
Right.
I think so, because they both tie against the win. Yeah. So
I'll cheer for the tie then. That's what we're going for. Then. I guess I'm cheering for the tie. Yeah. Whatever is the best case for us, that's what I want to happen.
With that Odell, though, your offense is going to probably change. That means running is going to be more important.
Did he lose the appeal? I don't know.
No, we don't know yet. If he loses it. You're going to have to change your ways.
We're going to have some guys step up. Throughout the course of this year, guys have gone down and guys have had to step up. So we got some big opportunities for other guys in the locker room to show what they got. And I think that's exciting for them. And it's exciting for us to go out there and you know, put some points up on the board and take care of the ball and do some of the good things that we've been doing.
I think that the first Dallas game has hung over this team all year.
I think there's been so many games like that where we're like, at the end of the game, we're like, one score, a field goal, 1 point. It's been something that's just become kind of sickening to look back and see how many close games we lost. I don't even know the number or how many, but I know we've been every single game, probably besides Philly. And we easily could have a flipped record and have 10 wins, 11 wins, but we don't. So you can't keep looking back on the past. We got to go out and we got to finish these last two.